DiscerningHearts.com, in association with Seeking Truth Catholic Bible Study, presents The O Antiphons with Sharon Doran. O Sapientia. O wisdom that comes out of the mouth of the Most High, that reaches from one end to another, and orders all things mightily and sweetly, come to teach us the way of prudence.
Ah, yes, teach us prudence, one of the four cardinal virtues. Prudence is the ability to govern and discipline oneself by the use of wisdom. Wisdom, the ability to think and act using knowledge, understanding, right judgment, or right discernment. Jesus is wisdom personified. He is the Son eternal, begotten, not made. So there was never a time when he, wisdom, did not exist. Out of nothingness, he ordered the primal chaos by the power of his eternal word, his logos. And so it was. All things are ordered or created through him. He is the divine attribute of wisdom in the flesh. Wisdom personified through the incarnation at the time of his conception in the womb of Mary at the exact moment of her yes. And Mary, Mary is the seat of wisdom. Jesus came through wisdom. Wisdom came through Mary. He is the foundation of what we need to fear the Lord. And the psalmist tells us, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To fear the Lord in the Greek meant that we have a reverential trust in him. And not only that, but we abhor evil. We hate evil. So to fear the Lord means to have a reverential trust and abhorrence of evil. To desire as he did, to crush the head of evil in cooperation with his mother. Now the book of Sirach, at chapter 24, we can read all about the praise of wisdom. I came forth from the mouth of the Most High and covered the earth like a mist. Wisdom right there is personified. And throughout the Old Testament, wisdom gets personified in the feminine person. Wisdom is pure spirit. But we are made in his image and in his likeness, male and female, he created us. So wisdom in the scriptures takes on feminine attributes. And I think that is something to deeply ponder this time of the year. I'm going to insert the word wisdom for the pronoun me in this passage in Sirach. Come to me, you who desire wisdom, and eat your fill of my fruits. For the memory of wisdom is sweeter than honey, and the possession of wisdom is sweeter than the honeycomb. Those who eat of wisdom will hunger for more. Those who drink of wisdom will thirst for more. Whoever obeys wisdom will not be put to shame, and those who work with wisdom will not sin. I just think that is a beautiful attribute, the feminine qualities of wisdom. We know that King Solomon in the Old Testament, the successor, the son of David, who took over the Davidic throne, was extremely wise. In his younger days, he prayed for wisdom. God said, "You may have whatever you wish," and he prayed for wisdom, and God was so well pleased. But Solomon squandered his gift from God. Bathsheba, his queen mother, sat at the right hand of wise King Solomon, and she whispered requests of others into the ear of the king. Jesus himself is wisdom. Queen Mary sits at his right hand in the throne room of heaven, and wisdom came through Mary, and Mary can whisper our needs into wisdom's ear. Before we are even aware of our needs, St. Paul knew. He knew that Jesus was wisdom. He told the Corinthians, God is the source of our life in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, says St. Paul. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him who was to be Messiah, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord." Fear of the Lord, my friends, is the beginning of wisdom. And those who are wise, those who fear the Lord with a reverential trust, and those who abhor evil. Isaiah 28 says, "He is wonderful in counsel. He is excellent in wisdom." The Son is eternal wisdom from on high. There was never a time when he was not. Through him all things were made. Through him order was given to primal chaos. The marvelous and sweet odor that we observe in the universe is due to eternal wisdom of the eternal Word. And that same well-ordered eternal Word is the Word made flesh, who dwelt among us, beginning with his coming birth at Bethlehem. O wisdom, who came from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end and ordering all things mightily and sweetly, come and teach us the way of prudence.